If your C-suite has seen a lot of changes in recent months, you're not alone. A total of 148 chief executive officers left their posts in September. And for the quarter, one of the highest quarters, if not the highest quarterly total on record, Andrew Challenger. Andy Challenger here this morning. He's the vice president at the outplacement firm Challenger, Gray, and Christmas, based here in Chicago. Andy, good morning. Welcome back to the Opening Bell.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having me.
So what is the headline from this report? Is it the number in September or the quarterly number that we're looking at as the headline?
Yeah, both big numbers. We saw 148 CEOs leave their posts in September. That's much higher than the average of about 98. But overall, the third quarter departures reached 396 CEOs, which is the largest quarterly number of departures we've seen since we started tracking these numbers in 2002.
So what's your sense of what's going on here with all these folks leaving?
Yeah, there seem to be two big buckets of the types of reasons people are leaving. One is that merger and acquisition activity is up in the economy. A lot of these departures are from tech CEOs and CEOs of companies that have been acquired, and there's a change in leadership at the top. The other area where we're seeing a lot of changes, CEOs that have been at the helm for a long time and are departing in a good economic moment to kind of confirm their legacy within the company. They're handing off the organizations at a time when the companies are on sound footing and they can put into place the transition plans that they may have been working on for multiple years.
That's a good point. It is a little startling, though. I know some of the data that you folks have put out you haven't seen this kind of turnover since the time leading up to the Great Recession. Should that be something that worries us?
You know, I think there is just a touch of worry from us that we did see the last time we saw these numbers were 2006, 2007, and then 2008. So, you know, certainly there might be some sense in believing that companies transition out their CEO and put in somebody new when they're expecting some difficult times ahead, and they want somebody new at the helm that can navigate the company through some rougher waters.
So this is, I guess, a good time to, at least with the economy doing as well as it is now, for a CEO to be out of work. How quickly are these folks, the ones at least that are continuing on, finding other work, and what are their prospects?
Yeah, those that are leaving are finding jobs at the quickest paces we've seen in a long time. The labor market is incredibly tight. 3.7% unemployment, the lowest we've seen since 1969, and we're at the end of, potentially nearing the end of the longest economic expansion in American history. So it's a very good market for CEOs to find new positions today, but we don't know what it's going to look like 6 months to a year from now.
Andy, as we talked to you this morning, there's the Sears bankruptcy that's going on. I know some of the numbers here include retail CEOs as well. Talk to us a little bit about that industry and how CEOs are faring in that sector.
Yeah, we haven't seen as much turnover at the top of retail as you might expect. It has been the industry where we've seen the most volatility in jobs across the board. It's been the number one job cutter over the last 3 years, as well as the number one new job hirer as they close brick and mortar stores, leaving, getting rid of jobs for cashiers and salespeople, but expanding their e-commerce businesses and hiring in warehouses and distribution centers.
I know that when the CEO change happens, it's an opportunity for a company to do something different if they want. I know JCPenney has hired a new CEO. They're a struggling retailer. Some others have gone, including Chipotle, I believe, hiring someone from outside their general corporate family. So talk to us a little bit about when this happens, the opportunity it presents for a company.
Yeah, certainly. You know, with JCPenney, it's a company that's been struggling for a number of years with a changing economic environment for major retailers, particularly brick and mortar retailers that are facing new renewed competition from Amazon. These companies are going through major strategic shifts, and during those periods of time within companies, that's when we tend to see these major changes at the top brought on by the board, bringing in new leadership to implement new strategies.
What would you be expecting as you look forward? I know you don't have a crystal ball, but as we look forward to the last quarter of the year and maybe early next year, what will you be watching for to either allay some of the concerns that are out there or add to them?
Yeah, if we see the number continue at this pace, then we'll have the highest annual average we've seen in 10 years. So, if CEO departures keep on track of where they're being right now, I think it is something that people should be concerned about, or at least just be one factor you're considering in whether you think the economy is going to keep expanding at the same pace it has been.
I don't envy some of the CEOs who are faced with this decision in the news today about whether or not to attend this conference in Saudi Arabia. The CEOs of J.P. Morgan, BlackRock, Blackstone, Ford have all pulled out of this conference over the disappearance and suspected murder of Jamal Khashoggi. I bet you wouldn't have much envy for those folks either. This is a big decision, tough decision to make, isn't it?
It is a major decision, and sometimes we forget that CEOs are emissaries of U.S. foreign policy in some ways, they make investment decisions in foreign countries that we are either allied with or are having political issues with. They really can change the situation on the ground in those countries, and for CEOs backing out at this point, it means they're very concerned about political risks that maybe the U.S. government isn't quite stepping in to rectify yet.
All right, Andy, good information as always. We appreciate you being with us this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right, Andy Challenger, the Vice President at Challenger Gray and Christmas in Chicago. You can find out more about Andy and his colleagues and more about Challenger Gray at online, challengergray.com.